Good afternoon. Today is Monday, July the 2nd, 183rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Eureka Police Chief, still, Merle Harpin.
So far.
No, don't be nodding your head. That's not going to help us out here. This afternoon, we'll get a little bit of an update. As Merle said, because he's a faithful listener, he heard Bill Damiano, or the bill was on last week. We'll talk a little bit about the realignment with the courts.
Sure.
Occupied or not. Actually, we drove by yesterday. We were looking at the big boat. So we were in Old Town, and then we drove out to the spit. And I commented how nice it was to drive by the courthouse and just see the courthouse. Right. And none of the accoutrement associated. So that, we'll talk a bit about what's going on with that. And I'm sure there's a couple of other things that Merle's going to try to spring on me just to see if he can trip me up.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Well, now that he has notice, he'll probably figure out how to do that. We'll see how successfully when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpin, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Lee Trevino. Quote, putts get real difficult the day they hand out the money. Oh, my. I would suppose that's true probably in any profession when it comes down to showtime, whatever showtime is. First time you guys have to draw on somebody. First time I'm in a sales situation where there's significant money on the table. I mean, those types of things, I just don't see. It's tough to emulate. You can't role play those things. The first time is the first time. How do you...
And an old saying is, drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah, exactly. How do you, as a police guy who's been around a little bit, how do you try to convey to a new recruit who's never been in that situation, never been in the 80-mile-an-hour race to get somebody, never tried to save some, how do you convey what to expect? Or can you?
You have to communicate, and you have to lead by example. You know, that's the whole key. I just saw a study today, in fact, and it showed that most officers that are involved in serious car wrecks have less than 5 years on. The longer you're on, the less chance you're going to be in, because, you know, youth and ignorance go hand in hand, as my daddy used to say, you think you can do miracles when your first 5 years, and you know.
Well, I would think, you know, if you haven't done it, that you've got the adrenaline rush because it's not normal, but you've also got the nerves in the mix because you've not done it before. I mean, even if you've grown up, let's say in a Eureka, have you ever traveled 65 down E Street? I would suggest things are a little bit different at that speed than they are at 35 or at 30.
Absolutely.
Or Booner Hill, or, I mean, take your pick, any of these various main thoroughfares where every once in a while you got to pick it up and lay it down pretty quick.
Right. And that's part of the whole problem is that the young officers tend to overdrive the vehicles. And the other part of that is the other person is going through the same adrenaline thing, except they may also have another handicap, and that's drugs on board.
So you're playing at the same feel they are instead of backing it down a little bit and having a little bit more time.
Right.
So 5 years, is that the magic marker?
Yeah, that seemed to be the magic marker, yeah.
Okay. Same in metropolitan?
Yeah, this was a nationwide study of officers that were in serious car wrecks.
Obviously, you want to try to reduce the number. And you want to reduce that time.
Right.
Can you simulate those with some of the video games or some of the consoles or some of the training institutes?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes, we do. They do driver's training in those aspects. And also, the big thing that enters into that, of course, is that you never know when it's going to happen, what time of the day, what the conditions are going to be. And so you're dealing with a whole bunch of different things. And you have to, you know, we used to take our officers out and, you know, early in the morning and drive from one end of town to the other end of town at the speed limit and then turn around and drive it like red light. And the time it took is not that great. So, you know, why take that added chance?
Yeah, the difference between the two
right.
really wasn't too much. Yeah. Unless, of course, you happen to be the guy at the wrong end of the gun and you're in the house and you're waiting for the cop to show up.
Yeah, right.
Then it can seem like a week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at new cops, new guys and gals coming on board, if they have a military experience, does that help
absolutely.
Placate some of these concerns?
Yes. They come on with a little more life experience. You know, when my two sons entered law enforcement, the older one had been in the Marine Corps, he'd been overseas, and I never worried about him. But my youngest one, when he came in, I was very concerned. I was very worried because he went basically from my kitchen table to college to law enforcement. And so he had no life experience, really. And so I really worried about him. And he got there. He's now the interim chief in Ione, California.
Seems to be a genetic calling, that interim police chief thing.
Yeah. Well, my other sons are kidding. They're probably the only two Harpums that are interim chiefs anyplace. Because it's not a popular name.
No, I wouldn't think that would be a title that anybody really wants to aspire to. Have you heard anything about the new chief selection? Is it progressing? I know
yes,
what the reports are showing, but
right. It's going well.
Do you have any sense of
I do, but I don't want to go there. It's, you know, it's
fair
down
enough.
To a couple people, and I know them both, and
well,
and
we'll leave
be
it there.
Happy with any of them, yeah.
It's 319.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum. Merle, last week, Bill Damiano was on talking a little bit about the realignment and the shift and what it means to his probation officers and some of those challenges. How about for your department? As, you know, the kind of the wide end of the funnel,
right,
rather than the bottom of the funnel.
Yes,
what has realignment done for you guys?
Positive? Nothing. It's a negative effect. We're seeing an increase in particularly the petty crimes because those are the people that are being released. You know, your violent folks are remaining in jail, but
by violent crime, what is a violent crime? What is a petty crime?
Oh, petty. I'm looking at thefts, car thefts, burglaries, you know, things like that are your petty crimes. Your violent crimes are ones where weapons are used. Spousal abuse situations. Drunk driving with injuries and those things are all considered violent crimes.
Now, you had somebody steal a car last week, right? The high-speed one?
Yeah, we had a, actually what it was a carjacking. A guy was standing by his car with a baby, and a guy come up and took the car by force. And the guy couldn't put up a fight or anything because he had a small, very small baby. I forget the age, but it was like weeks or maybe months old. And a guy took his car, and one of our officers spotted it and got into pursuit, and he backed off as they were leaving Eureka because he was hitting over 100 miles an hour.
Crossing the Slough Bridge?
Yeah, going over there. Yeah, right. And so our officer backed off, and you know, all the information had been put out, and the Highway Patrol picked it up someplace the other side of Arcata. And they got a car ahead that put a spike strip down and blew the tires out, and that ended the pursuit. The guy was taken into custody.
Why does somebody want to steal a car and then go that quick? I mean, I'm thinking if
they want to get away.
Yeah, but if you want to steal a car, you don't want to draw attention to yourself, right?
No.
Okay. What does driving 100 miles an hour do?
Well, he didn't start driving that fast until the officer turned the light on.
Oh, so he was cruising, and then he saw the light, and then
the officer recognized the car because it had been broadcast, you know, to be on the lookout for. And when he spotted it, turned the lights on, the way the car went.
So if that had played ideally for this individual, you would have had a car that he would drive to another community somewhere?
Yeah.
And do what? Sell it? Or keep driving it?
Keep driving it. You know, who knows where he could go with it, and who knows what's going through some of these people's minds. You know, they might want to drive it far enough to get home.
Now, I seem to recall that Honda, was it Civic? No, Toyota Civic? Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, were the two cars in high demand at one point.
Right.
Do you still see trends in the types of cars that people are wanting to steal?
We're still seeing those as the high ones because they're easy to steal.
Their design?
Yeah, and they're popular also.
Why wouldn't the more expensive, the Mercedes?
A little harder to get one of those. They have, you know, they've got better alarm systems and OnStar and all that.
So the design
locators,
of the vehicle itself is a...
A lot of that would deter me, you know.
Well,
you know, I'd pick something inconspicuous.
I'd go jumping in and couldn't fit, and then I'm stuck can't go anywhere. I
mean, exactly, that,
makes it easy for you guys.
You'd have to get a big Cadillac, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Look for the car with the feet sticking out of the passenger window. Yeah. That's the one he's trying to get. Are there trends in that, though? Do you see certain vehicles go in and out of...
Over time, yeah.
What's the current one?
I think you're still looking at Hondas and Corollas and things like that.
I've been surprised it hasn't been trucks. As prevalent as trucks are, you know, some of the smaller vehicles, and those used to be kind of the sexy, fun ones that the younger kids would have.
Yeah.
I guess that's gone out of style in favor of some of these other
opportunities. And... You know, as I say, the other cars are easy to steal.
Is there
a lot of times the keys are interchangeable in some of those, particularly the Hondas and Toyotas and things like that were famous for if they were a certain age, after they got to be a certain age, just about any key would work in the ignition.
Does the keyless entry knock that down?
I don't know if anybody's studied that or not, but it certainly could.
I would think. Or it becomes much more vulnerable because, you know, like those guys that, you know, safe crackers, and they put that thing up to when they hear it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
same thing on a car.
You have to go to a lot of work. A friend of mine has a keyless one, and sometimes I don't know how the hell to get into it.
Is carjacking still a crime of opportunity?
Oh, yes.
So if you pay attention to who's around you, what's around you.
Right. And, you know, we don't see it so much now, this time of the year, but during the winter months, we lost a lot of cars that were sitting in front of people's homes with the engine running, you know, to defrost, and they'd go back in the house to get a cup of coffee or pick something up or whatever and leave the engine running while the defrosters go to work, and they come out and the car's gone. We had several a month.
People just walking by, deciding that they're jumping their vehicle.
Yep. There's people out there prowling around all the time.
That is just such a weird concept. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Merle Harpum.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpum from the Eureka Police Department. Merle, we're in a new budget year. Heard a little bit last week about Fortuna and some of the challenges with the redevelopment agency and things being taken, not at last minute, but certainly in the last planning period. From your perspective, what's the police department's budget like in Eureka right now?
We've been in good shape. Measure O, of course, was a big savior for us on that. And with the people, you know, passing that. So the police department is in real good shape. We've added a position. In fact, we've added two positions, one mid-year and one effective yesterday, that we're able to hire a new traffic officer. And the other one was an op officer.
Yeah, by adding, does that mean expanding, or does that mean backfilling in positions that have been frozen?
No, these are adding.
Oh, really?
We're up to 52 or 3 sworn now, and that's the most we've ever had.
Those are big numbers. I can remember high 30s.
Yeah.
And you guys crying the blues, so to speak.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we're in real good shape.
Why a traffic officer position?
Well, because that's one of our areas that is one of the things that upset the council was one of our officers gave him a report and about where we rank in 97 cities of our size in California. And we were first in a lot of categories. You don't want to be first, you want to be 97th. And we were first in an awful lot of categories.
Per capita?
Yes. Well, it's all based on the size of the city.
Sheer volume within that population.
Right, right, right.
Measuring against 25 to 30,000?
Yes, that area. And of course, you know, one of the things—
They got excited about that.
Pardon?
I'm not being facetious. I'm curious. They got excited about that because I don't think that there's a single one of the five that doesn't realize that we're really a town of 50. We should be. I mean, if it's just raw numbers, we're twice the size of the other guys.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Versus being 20,000 out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Yeah. And that's part of the equation. There's two parts to that equation. One is that we have a major freeway. We're the largest city in California with a major freeway right through the heart of it. You know, other cities have freeways, of course, but they go over or, you know. Ours, we got 20-some stoplights that they have to
That would be the bypass that got voted down, right? Or the Caltrans decided not to do. Yeah.
And so that's one thing is that, and that's most of our accidents, most of our fatal accidents. I think 3 of the 4 fatals we've had so far this year have been on 101. and then the other thing is that, we're compared with cities that a lot are bedroom communities that are 25,000 at night. And in the daytime, when all the traffic's occurring, there's 10,000 because everybody goes off to work in, you know, the larger metropolitan cities. But we're the largest city north of Santa Rosa and the county seat where all the services are. So there's a lot of other reasons for our high rates.
But it was enough for the city council to say, okay, and step up and
Right, and a lot of citizens, you know, they issue complaints to the city fathers about the traffic problems in their neighborhood.
Traffic being too quick or too much?
Well, they don't. It's too fast.
Yeah. In most situations,
right?
Yeah. They're just trying not to say something about some of your frequent callers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course,
we both know who they are, they're going to be that way. But as you look at speed, I would think speed is relative. If you're on a main drag, okay, you're going to be moving a little quicker than you are cruising through the neighborhoods with the old four-way stops. So is it speed on the main thoroughfares? Because I don't recall that you've shared that there's a whole lot more speeding going on in Eureka. Maybe there's just recognition that there's speeding
going on. Yeah, there's definitely speeding going on. I mean, our officers can write a lot of tickets for speeding. But when you look at 101, it's stop and go, and those actually create accidents. I mean, it's supposed to be safer, but they, rear-end accidents. I just heard one as I'm on the way out here, one at 4th and... I believe it was, and they were calling for two tow trucks. One was a badly damaged large car, and one was a moderately damaged smaller car.
Well, you don't hear that combination often, do you?
One had front end damage, the other had rear end damage. So that kind of.
And at 4th and A, probably somebody was walking across the crosswalks, and either hardly got seen in time, or somebody not paying attention, and somebody did that stop thing. Is that true also on the highways?
What's that?
That if somebody's at the crosswalk, that you're supposed to stop?
If there's a crosswalk, yes.
Even on a highway?
Yeah.
Or whatever they call 4th and 5th.
4th and 5th, they're highways, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got crosswalks.
But if there's no crosswalk stripe?
Well, if they're still, once they enter that, once the pedestrian steps out, then the traffic has to yield for them. They can't just run over them because they're out there.
KINS, thanks for that insight, bud. KINS, News and Information Time, 342. We'll be back with more.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 346. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. Merle, a couple things really quickly. The courthouse, thank you.
Yeah, that looks real nice.
The question that was asked, and this was, I forget if it was Ange or Stefan, where did they go? So I'll ask you,
who
sir.
Who cares? No. As long as they're not at the courthouse. Well, there's a few of them that still come back. They're like homing pigeons. they were there. They got used to being there for 9 months. And so they still show up there. We still respond to calls there almost on a daily basis.
Sitting on the bench kind of thing?
And just causing problems amongst themselves. That's what's happened, the whole thing. They got to the point where they were eating themselves. We were responding there. And I say, what did they accomplish other than turn the courthouse into a total garbage pit? What changes have been done other than what they did and the cost to the taxpayers? Because we were responding there.
How much did it cost? Do you have a dollar sign?
I don't have it. I did for 1 month, and it was, it was like $8,000 in officers' overtime. But that was for November. But we were responding there, I'd say probably an average of 3 times a day, and some days sometimes as much as 8 times in a day. We're responding there to various type calls, usually fights amongst themselves.
Maybe you should have just assigned a cop to sit there with them.
Yeah, well, we thought about
probably save you a little bit of time.
We were going to do that if when we removed all those chairs and they started coming back, we were going to assign an officer there from like 9 o'clock at night till they were gone, not allowing to bring more chairs and stuff back. We didn't have to do that, fortunately.
So you don't know where they went? They just are in other
locales? They're all over. They're different locations.
What was the other thing? 4th of July.
Yeah.
Duh. Anything special you guys are going to be doing for 4th of July?
Well, we have a lot of officers working because it happens to fall on our training day. And so we have one whole team of extra officers that instead of doing training, they'll patrol Old Town.
Just kind of wandering? You're not going to bring out the horsies again, are you?
No.
Where'd they go?
Well, the last horse, I don't know where the horse went, but the last person that rode horses, now working for social services.
Okay.
Investigator.
I thought that was that Douglas? Was that Arnie? Who was?
That goes back to Douglas and Arnie, yeah.
I just thought that was beyond cool. And I think most of it was because the guys were up above the crowd, but still in the crowd.
Yeah.
So they could see, and I can recall one of the fellas saying, you know, people just aren't quite 100% sure about a horse.
Right.
So they
know
give you a little bit of room
Yes.
where the dog, you know, they know it's 100% trained.
Right.
And, you know, if it acts out, they can get you. I don't know if anybody has successfully sued for a horse acting out.
Yeah. Not the horse, certainly, because they use them in a lot of cities for riot control because people give them respect because they know what the officer can and can't do, but they can't guarantee what that horse is going to do.
And it's a
kick him into next Sunday.
It's a little bit bigger than the average dog.
Yes.
So you've got the poundage thing also.
Right.
Huh. Okay, so it's been put out to pasture, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. I just keep waiting for that. And the motorcycles also. I just think
we have motors. In fact, we're getting three new ones. Honda's buying our old ones back because we're having such problems with them.
Oh, really?
I probably shouldn't
you
say
coming back with Harley?
No, we're going to go to another, probably Kawasaki's. They're the ones the Highway Patrol have gone to, so we'll go with Kawas.
So soon we'll see them. Maybe next month when you come in, we'll have a motorcycle
I don't know
show.
If it'll be that quick, but within a couple of months.
You can talk about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. Happy 4th of July, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been talking shop with Merle Harpham. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.